overlooking the Esplanade in Cairns in far north Queensland in Australia. The latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. Sirius XM is in advanced talks to buy Stitcher. Sirius XM owns Pandora, AdsWiz and Simplecast. Stitcher owns Midroll, Stitcher Podcasts and Earwolf, and a podcast app. The purchase price for Stitcher is said to be $300 million. Michael Robertson, a serial entrepreneur, suggests that Spotify's deal with Joe Rogan could be illegal, citing a clause in US copyright law that prohibits exclusive digital audio licensing deals for longer than 12 months. The British Podcast Awards will be announced in a virtual ceremony on their website this Saturday at 7:30 UK time. The show will be hosted by BBC Radio 1's Clara Amfo. Podinstall has been chosen by Eurosport and Verminute. The technology is a progressive web app, working like a mobile app but available via the web. The two companies have used Podinstall to produce a mobile experience for their podcast network. Amaya Media have rebranded. The largest podcast network in the UAE is celebrating more than 400 episodes and over 8,000 minutes of audio. We're celebrating them, being the latest supporter of Podnews. Thank you for that. Aureal, or is it Aureal, launches itself as a recording app and free podcast host that distributes your podcast to major platforms. It promises you get paid too, but it's something to do with the blockchain. And here's a quote from their website: it harnesses the power of distributed ledger technology to empower your content value and optimize the revenue generation with the use of Interplanetary File System. Now, the Interplanetary File System is a real thing. It's a method of hosting files in a peer-to-peer network, which could mean Aureal pays no bandwidth costs, though it's also incompatible with every single podcast app out there. The Zoom H8 is a new portable app-driven audio recorder, which the company will ship in August. We link to a review of that. In Current, a top engineer explains NPR's signature sound, not the random pieces of jazz, but the sound of the microphone and how they use it. And Podcast Festival is promoting its next event, Voices of the World, on July 15. And in podcast news, CNN has launched Great Big Story, a new weekly podcast from CNN's global media company, which highlights the people, places, and things that change the way we see the world. Now, is this the first true crime podcast in Welsh? I can't pronounce it, but it looks at a 1953 case in a village that I can't pronounce, in a valley that I can't pronounce. Now, you'll find all of the words that I can't pronounce, and probably agree with me, in our show notes and our newsletter today. Now, you know how beautiful Hollywood homes seem to look on TV? Decorating the Set, from Hollywood to Your Home with Beth Kushnick, is a new podcast from a set decorator responsible for TV shows and movies, helping you get that look too. And Pin Drop is a kind of travel podcast from Ted about the world's most surprising and imaginative ideas. This time it's looking at Oberammergau. It's a town in the German Alps which performs a play every 10 years as thanks to God for sparing its inhabitants from the bubonic plague. Well, as the pandemic forces this year's to be postponed, some people want problematic parts of the performance to be updated. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net.